pumpkins. Would you call a pumpkin a squash, or?
I don't know. I just call it a pumpkin. I don't know whether they call it a squash.
Okay. And like squash and beets and potatoes, these are all what kind of food? Beans and
vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What do you find in the middle of a cherry?
A seed.
Okay. What about in the middle of a peach?
Same thing.
Okay. Is there a difference between the hard cover on the outside and the thing inside a peach seed?
Call it peach skin or peach fuzz or something, and then the fruit itself.
Uh-huh. But just the seed. But inside that peach seed, there's a little thing inside of it.
Oh, I don't know what you call that.
Okay. Some people have different names for the hard cover and the seed within the hard cover, but not everybody. How about, what do you call a peach that the seed falls out of easily?
It's pretty ripe.
Okay, is there a name for a peach where you have to dig the seed out of it?
Well, you have a cling-free and a that type of thing. One of them is the mate sticks to it and the other one it doesn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You could spread this on toast.
Peanut butter? Butter?
Or
jelly?
Uh-huh.
Jam?
Mm-hmm. What grows in the woods and looks like little umbrellas?
The little white things, a little, mm-hmm. What do you call those things? I don't like
Well, sometimes you'll see them pop up after a rain.
Yeah, that's true, out in the yard. I don't care much for those.
Well, do you know what the poisonous ones are called?
Hmm?
The poisonous ones?
Now, what are they called?
Toadstools?
That's right.
Do you call them toadstools?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought all of them were called toadstools, but I don't think we made that distinction for being poisonous.
Oh, even the ones you eat?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Huh, okay. What would you call dried meat?
Oh, gosh, that's a jerky.
Okay. There's another kind of dried meat that comes in a jar, and sometimes you make a cream sauce with it. Have you ever heard of that?
Comes in a jar? Like potted meat or something like that?
Yeah, it must be something like that. It's like chipped beef.
There is a chipped beef, all right, but I didn't know that it came in a jar.
Well, that's what I've heard. Well, what do you know about it?
Chipped beef, it came, as far as I know, comes in a package, but it's not a jar as such.
Okay. Maybe people keep it in a jar. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Do you know what you would call a fat pork cured in brine?
Is that ham? I don't know what you do.
Have you heard of salt pork?
Yeah, salt pork. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about meat packed in a casing made from the jowls and head of a hog?
I don't know.
You ever heard of head cheese?
Yeah, but I never knew really what it was. It's not cheese then, huh?
No.
Okay.
It's a misnomer. If you wanted to separate a solid from a liquid, what would you do to the liquid?
I mean, you heat it, is that you like ice, is it heat it, and it turns to water?
Well, let's say you had some cream with lumps in it, and you wanted to get the lumps out of the cream.
You heat it.
Well,
or you smash the lumps.
Well, but what if you just wanted to take the lumps out? You wouldn't go picking the lumps out. You'd use a
spoon or
put
ladle
it through
or
something. You'd put the
you
liquid.
You strain it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you call thin milk?
Terrible.